Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Ebling and You. Obviously, I'm not Jack Ebling. We're actually guest hosting today. I'm Nicole Sclafani. I'm here with Cameron Ganass, and we got the great opportunity to guest host today, so got some great guests coming up.
It's been great so far, Nicole. Yeah, you're a pro.
It's smooth sailing right now. Right now, we want to bring in Toni Glasgow. She's actually with LCC. She's the director of the Career Preparation and K-12 Articulation at LCC. And she is just about getting ready to host the third annual Youth Entrepreneurship event. And she joins us right now. Hey, Toni.
Hey, Nicole. Good to hear your voice.
You too. Nice to talk to you. So tell me, girl, what's going on a little bit with the entrepreneurship event so far?
Oh, my goodness, Nicole. There are a couple of things that I've got to share with you that will lead up to that May event where we are inviting high school students to come in and pitch a business idea that they are willing to implement. And in turn, we want to give them $1,000.
That's great.
Seed that business. But before May, Nicole, we have partnered with LEAP on the Next Bright Idea High School competition that they have going on right now until midnight on January 16th. And these high school students are submitting ideas for business opportunities. And they have an opportunity to win money for both their schools as well as for themselves. And our thought is if we can take those high school students who submit ideas at www.nextbrightidea.com and convince them that that idea is good enough to launch, not only will they get money as a result of the LEAP event, but then they can come and clean up in May and get another $1,000.
That's a great opportunity.
You better believe it. And in between that January event, and I have to tell you that it closes February 6th, high school students can go to www.nextbrightidea.com until midnight on January 16th, and the ideas will be judged until February 16th. They then can compete in May, but they can come to LCC January 21st. With 100 high school students who are jazzed about entrepreneurship to talk to young entrepreneurs about launching their business. And that's going to take place on West Campus January 21st from 9 until 3 o'clock.
Well, hey, Toni, this is Cameron Ganass. And, you know, with November, it was kind of unofficially tagged the Entrepreneur Month, you know,
yes,
with LEAP and events that were happening with programs you guys were doing and the Extreme Entrepreneurship Tour that was here. I actually took my 15-year-old freshman in high school and his buddy over to one of those events, and they got really jazzed up about just this concept of being exposed to other entrepreneurs, and it's almost contagious, I guess, if you will. Can you talk a little bit about what the program that you've had there, why you got it started, and, you know, only 3 years ago, but there's obviously been a long history of entrepreneurship in our community with Arioles and you know, many in between, and kind of what your position is there at LCC and how kids can – this doesn't necessarily need to be just a monthly celebration or a celebration happens once a month. I mean, this is something that I see every day in the industry that I'm in, and I know Nicole sees it with all the people that she comes in contact with and new events and things that are going on. But talk a little bit about where this is at in the community and how people can stay tuned into entrepreneurship through LCC and other things that you're involved in.
I agree with you, Cameron. It's not just a day. It's not just a month. It's a culture. And that's what we're trying to build at LCC, a culture of entrepreneurship. And you are also correct in your observation that it's contagious. The Extreme Entrepreneurship Tour got the young people all jazzed up and excited, not just to be inspired that day, but to move from that day to the Next Bright Idea competition, to move from that to our January event where they can come to West Campus, to move from that day to our pitch that we'll have in May. And no, it doesn't end there, because LCC has become a resource referral center. And what we mean by that is we may not be able to do everything here at LCC, though we have a lot of things we can do. We offer 4-credit courses in small business startup and entrepreneurship. I think we have the best small business technology development center in the world, with Tom Donaldson leading that up. Our American Marketing Association students have added an entrepreneurship focus to that student organization. We have students coming from career and technical education centers tri-county-wide to learn more about entrepreneurship. And so we're trying to weave all of that together so that whether it's JA starting in elementary school and following that all the way through middle school and high school, as they graduate, we want to be the place where they can come and receive whatever they need to do to move that idea to market. It's a culture.
Well, we have Tony Glasgow on from, I guess, many hats at LCC with entrepreneurship. And again, Tony, this is Cameron. And I, can you think of a better time we've had in our community for kids or even adults that are in specific careers or those that are already running other businesses to have opportunities and resources around them, assets that exist to do their business, their idea? I mean, I bet you there's people listening right now that are working the 40-hour week job. They're like, oh, if I could just have this, I could do it. I need money. You can be an entrepreneur without having a bunch of cash given to you.
You better believe it. And this is the best time. When there are challenges, when the economy is as stretched as ours is, this is the perfect opportunity. And any entrepreneur, any individual who has been successful, they failed, and then they've been successful again, they will tell you that this is the time where people who are resourceful will find what they need. And you're right, it's not always money. Our Own a Business, Own Your Future initiative that was started under a grant, the Wired grant, where we had an opportunity to pull together a 13-county region working with Dave Hollister and Primitivitas and the Mid-Michigan Innovation Team. You saw collaboration like you never saw collaboration before. Why? Because of the economy, and we knew we had to work together. And those things continue. That wasn't just because of a grant. We now have started a culture that supports entrepreneurship. And we want to do our part at LCC to continue it.
I think the culture is such a huge component of that. And are you finding it all in the educational environment? I mean, I'm not out in the business world because, again, I'm there to kind of give anybody the tools they need to do this. But are you finding it all in the educational environment, any friction from the transition from building employees or training employees to training employers? I mean, this concept that you're trying to teach people how to be employers and not necessarily just a worker. Meaning, and I almost think, too, that there's a way that we can train those people to go into businesses like mine. When I hire somebody, I prefer that somebody comes in with an entrepreneurial mindset so that they're more, I don't know how to call the right word, as entrepreneurs, but where they're acting. Nicole is acting at LCC as how can she help grow things internally as an entrepreneur, even though it's within a bigger environment. Are you seeing anything with the old school academia that's kind of causing any roadblocks with that?
I'm actually not.
That's
and
great.
I love to work with people like Nicole because you're absolutely right. It's a mindset. It's the way we think. It's taking a risk. It's being innovative. It's being creative. It's taking that no and turning it around and figuring out how to make it yes. So even if I'm not putting my shingle out and I'm not starting a business, I'm an entrepreneur as well. I want to find out how we can do things differently so that we can provide service to our customer, whether it's the school district, it's the individual student, or it is the business community saying, hey, LCC, we need you to equip individuals to work in our company, and we don't want them to just have the mindset of an employee. We want them to come in owning this business and treating it as if it is their own. So I am not seeing that friction because we have so many people within this institution that understand that and they have that mindset.
And I think the economy dictates it and the community as well. What we're seeing, all the different changes in the economy, there's no super companies anymore that you're going to work for. A lot of times it's shifting a little bit into small business, correct?
And that's right.
We're trying to cater these young people to kind of get in that mindset. Instead of you're going to go, you know, manufacturing and all the jobs there are still very much in need, but also to kind of look at, you know, another side of the coin, and that is maybe starting your own business or fulfilling a void in the community some other way.
I think that one of the best definitions of entrepreneurship is the, you know, entrepreneur is somebody who sees a problem and
yes.
figures out a way to solve it and charge money for it. And,
yeah.
and I think that can happen, like you said, in business and in, you know, even in manufacturing. If you can see a problem and maybe you can save money by doing something differently, I think that's the entire kind of mode that we need people to be operating under.
And we need more people like you, Cameron, because we learned early on we have to co-opt the parents. We must get the parents involved so that they understand that entrepreneurship should be one more option on the list of potential careers. So I'm excited to hear that you took your 15-year-old son to the Extreme Entrepreneurship Tour, and I hope you'll bring him to the January 21st event.
Oh, we'll be there for sure.
Yeah. Thank you, Tony Glasgow from LCC. Thanks so much for joining us today, Tony.
Thank you, Nicole. Bye, Cameron.
Bye-bye. All right, coming up next, we have Dom Cochran from Optic Productions, who's going to be talking Media Center and the Capital City Film Festival.